and Bingo's dream house. How may I help you?
Oh, my name is Barnsley. I'm here for the new butler's job.
Oh, yes, Barnsley. Good to meet you. My name is Monty. I'm head butler. Do come in. Oh, yep, watch out for that. The children set up traps in case their parents try and make them go to bed. Come on, off we go. This is the entry room.
Bluey is the best.
Bingo is the best.
Pretty fancy.
What are all the blue buttons?
Oh, well, the children ordered a bubble tea dispenser to be located at least every 4 metres at all times.
Fascinating.
All of our dream house inventions are designed by our science butler, Jerry Lee.
What's he making now?
Well, the children's ball gowns drop lots of sequins on the carpet. So Jerry Lee has made a robot that picks them up again, and then Fred, our sequins butler, sticks them back on. This is Harlow, our kitchen butler.
Hello.
No, you mustn't interrupt Harlow. He is the busiest butler in the whole dream house.
Oh, no.
Now, that ding means the children have ordered some food.
OK, Bluey wants a fairy bread sausage sandwich, but with no orange sprinkles, and the sausage has to be cut up, and the tomato sauce needs to be not the sugar-free tomato sauce. OK, I can do that. Oh, what now? Oh, she's changed her mind. She doesn't like fairy bread sausage sandwiches anymore. OK, now she wants a big bowl of citrus lime ice cream, but then poke big holes in it with your fingers to make lots of tunnels, and then pour freezy chocolate into those tunnels, and then let it freeze, and then spell my name out with hundreds of thousands on top. But it has to be my whole name, including my middle name, Christine, as well. Enjoy the upwriting, and put sparklers on it. Oh, man, I should have followed my dad into banking.
You do not want to be the kitchen butler. Or the toilet butler. There are 50 toilets in the dream house, and they all stink. Isn't that right, Jenkins?
Oh, not again.
And the children always forget to flush.
So what type of butler am I?
You are the spa bath butler. It's your job to keep the spa clean and fish out any toys that get jammed in the skimmer.
Ah, well, that doesn't seem too bad.
Yeah, it's mostly pretty straightforward.
Butler, I want to go to Chloe's dream house.
When the dream house isn't moving.
The initiating request.
Good luck! It's here for Friday night drinks in the butler's lounge.
Okay, Robo Bingo, walk forward. Stop walking, Robo Bingo. Stop walking. Okay, now clean your teeth, Robo Bingo. Okay. Pick up the toothbrush. pick up the toothpaste. Put the toothpaste on the toothbrush. Ah, no! Pick up the toothpaste. Turn around. Stop turning. Take off lid. Okay, put toothbrush down. Ah, not on the floor, on the sink. Now take off lid. Put lid on sink. Now pick up toothbrush. Put toothpaste on it. Put toothpaste on sink. Now clean teeth. Put toothbrush in mouth. No, put toothpastey bit in mouth against teeth. Now, like, brush it round. Oh, thank goodness. Front ones, back ones, side ones. Now stop. Now for the big finish. Lean over the sink. Now spit out the toothpaste into the sink. Yep, that's it. Run the end of the toothbrush under the tap. Put toothbrush on sink and done! Hooray! Well done, Robo Bingo.
Hey, Bingo, make sure you do a wee before bed.
No!
Bingo! Bingo, where are you? Oh, I can't find Bingo anywhere. Maybe she's under the table. Nope, she's not under there. Bingo! Hey, Bluey, have you seen Bingo?
No.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Why are you acting all shifty?
I'm not.
Yeah, you are. You're acting a bit shifty. Do you know something that I don't?
No.
Okay. I'll go and ask your mum. I've got my eye on you. Nothing gets past me, kid. Hey, Mum, have you seen Bingo? I can't find her anywhere.
Oh, no, sorry. I haven't seen Bingo, I promise.
Now you're acting shifty. What is going on around here? Why is everyone acting shifty? Bingo! Bingo! This is ridiculous. All I want to do is find... Bingo!
Again! Can we have a story, Dad?
Okay, how about Goldilocks?
Yeah! Can you make it funny?
Yeah, righto. Okay, once upon a time there were three bears. Daddy Bear, Mama Bear and Baby Bear. Mama Bear made some porridge and in a really clear voice she said, "Look everyone, it's hot, okay? Wait till it's cooled down." But no one was listening. Baby Bear was on a screen watch or something, and Daddy Bear was reading about the footy. So next minute, Baby Bear eats some porridge, and he's like, "Ow, it's too hot. Ow, my tongue." And Mama Bear's all like, "What did I just say? I told you, wait till it's cooled down." "You didn't say that." "I did. You weren't listening. You're on that watch again." "No, I wasn't." "No one ever listens to me around here." Then Daddy Bear eats some porridge, and he's like, "Ah, it's hot!" And Mama Bear's like, "Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me?" "Oh," says Daddy Bear, and he's running his tongue under the tap. And Mama Bear's getting stuck into him, and Daddy Bear's like, "Calm down, Panya." And Baby Bear's like, "Stop it! Stop fighting!" Anyway, this went on all morning until Mum stormed out and Dad ran after her going, "I'm sorry, baby, come back." And Baby Bear went as well. So they're all gone for a walk and then Goldilocks rocks up because she's heard the racket a mile away. She looks in the window and sees the porridge and she's like, "Oh, that looks good." And then instead of going and getting a job and working hard and saving up some money and buying some oats and making her own porridge, you know what she does?
Yes.
I'll tell you what she does. She breaks and enters into the three bears' house and starts stealing their porridge.
So?
She's a dirty porridge thief. And we're all just meant to be okay with this.
And it.
Fine. So, this criminal, Goldilocks, is munching away when the door bursts open and it's Mama Bear. She's shouting, "I'm gonna stay with my sisters!" And Daddy Bear's all like, "Look, Daniel, we can figure this out." And Baby Bear's all like, "Stop fighting!" And then suddenly, boom, they clock Goldilocks at the kitchen table eating their porridge. Well, Mama Bear hits the roof. She's like, Gerald, be a man for once in your life. Do something. And Gerald's all like, what's going on here? Who are you? And Goldilocks does this sort of like karate move. Yeah. And goes, I'm your worst nightmare. Daddy Bear backs down, but Mama Bear steps up and cracks her neck and is like, bring it on, Blondie. So this huge karate fight starts. Everyone's kung-fuing and karateing, and Baby Bear's at the back just lobbing in ninja stars. Mama Bear's ninja kicks are too high, and Daddy Bear's ninja kicks are too low. So Goldilocks is winning, you know. She's a bit of a hard nut. She's got the bear family on the ropes, but Baby Bear's like, hang on, why are we doing karate and stuff? We're bears. We got claws. And Mama Bear's like, oh, yeah, good one, Baby Bear. So they start going old school, claws out, bear style. And Goldilocks is like, I'm out of here. And she's like, through the window, hits the floor and starts running. Woo! The bears cheer. And they're all high-fiving and going, yeah, good one, Baby Bear. And Mama Bear's all over Daddy Bear going, oh, you are awesome, Gerald. Like, really manly and heroic. And he's like, oh, yeah, thanks, babe. You're a good tea. And you know what? They decided that houses and porridge and clothes and the ways of man really wasn't for them anymore. So they sold the house and moved into the forest and ate berries and salmon for the rest of their lives and lived happily ever after. The end.
Again!
No!
Hello, this is a potion shop. Can I interest you in a potion?
No, thanks.
I just want to go into Mum and Dad's room. Okay, goodbye.
Bye.
Hey, you, out. This is private property. You have to be at least this tall to enter. Out.
Oh, hello. You're back. Maybe you'd like to buy a potion now?
Yes, please.
Can I interest you in a strong potion?
Yes.
Hey, what are you doing back here? I told you this is private property. Get out.
Nope.
What? That is it. What's going on? How'd you get so strong?
Can I interest you in a potion?